Hi, and welcome back to the Mob Mentality Show. I'm Chris Lucian, and I'm joined by my co-host, Austin Chadwick. Say hi, Austin.
Hey, everybody.
I do that because the Zoom meeting doesn't show your face unless you talk. What we wanted to talk about today was how bad practices leave the system. This is a really interesting idea from a standpoint. So I was giving a talk. I put in one slide. It was a big Agile, either last year or the year before. And it was just this kind of like one-off slide. I had this random thought and I didn't really think much of it. And then the Agile Alliance was doing this kind of feedback system where people could sign up, speakers could sign up to give other speakers feedback. And so Chris Edwards had signed up for being my feedback person. And he's like, hey, this slide was really cool. And that slide was essentially how to understand how bad practices leave your system. And he's like, I've never really heard anybody talk about that. This is a really cool idea. And he basically wanted me to kind of like talk more on it. And since then I've talked about it here and there. But the basic idea is that I think a lot of people in general in business, they will hit some sort of status quo. And because it's working at all, they don't change the system at all. And so what the outcome is that the bad practices, the stuff that's hurting, actually never leaves the system. And so, you know, a lot of people will do retros to find new practices, right? And sometimes they'll say like, oh, a practice should go away. But in reality, there's probably a question that we should all be asking ourselves, and that's what should we stop doing now? And so I've seen lots of this, and when I hold retros where we say, what should we stop doing now? A lot of great stuff comes out of it. I don't know, Austin, if you have any experience with this sort of stuff or.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's come up quite a bit in our mobs I've been on that Chris Stead, who we've had on the show before, is always a good reminder that anytime we're retroing and we're talking about a potential action item, he always likes to reframe it as an experiment because experiments feel much more temporary and as opposed to like a working rule that is shall be written and shall be done for this mob into eternity. You know, it has a much more experimental feel to it. And so what we've done often is when we're formulating action items, we've even put up on the board, if you've heard of the acronym SMART, specific, measurable, etc. We'll put something on the show notes about what each of those mean. But
no one ever remembers.
Yeah. Don't quiz me. You don't have to test me right now. we also put the E at the end, so SMART E. Yeah. So to make sure it's experiment mindset with it. And what that usually means is we check in on it. So it can be formal to check in on the experiment. So you can have a reminder in a calendar system go off and say like, hey, next retro, check in on this experiment. Or it can be more informal. So pretty much every mob I've been on, we have an area when we are mobbing in person where we have our stickies up with our working agreements, so to speak, or working experiments. And when we would retro, we would also figure ourselves to say, hey, let's look at our current working agreements or experiments. Which ones are working for us or not working for us? Should we stop doing this? Does this even matter? Is this one just built into habit now? We don't even need to think about it. So that's been one way. And then virtually, we have an area on our mob right now where we have some of our working experiments. And we just tried to remember to take a look at them every once in a while and say, this one's working or not working. And so I think from my experience, to answer your question, how do bad practices leave the system? The same way they came in, through the retros. So.
Yeah. And I think what's interesting, and experimentation is good, and you have a way to get rid of that new thing, right? And so what I've seen in the past has been an accumulation of kind of like practice cruft, right? This idea, and if you don't know what the word cruft means, go look it up. It's kind of like I think MIT coined term on basically software collecting up a lot of junk in it. And so I'm using the word cruft here as a process in the process context. But if you have process cruft, it might be like, you know, a good indication of process cruft, I think, is this idea of like, if no one remembers why you're doing the thing you're doing in your process, that's a good indication that it's process corrupt. And people are too afraid to actually get rid of the practice, right? I've seen that a lot just historically as well, is just saying, you know, I'll join a team, whatever, for whatever reason, and then I'll just be like, why did we decide to do it this way? And everybody on the team is like, I don't know. And it's like, okay, well, is it okay to stop doing that thing? It's like, well, I don't know, the people that were here before on the team, and then there's like a lot of fear around it. A lot of this concept is just examining those things that we take as either the status quo or even taboo to talk about, and bring that to the forefront and say, can we stop doing this thing right now, right? It's elimination of waste. If there's waste in the system, you eliminate it. It's very lean type thing, but I don't think people kind of bring it out into the light, and especially for some of this long-lived stuff that has just become a tribal ritual, right?
And I actually have a couple stories on that. One extreme example and one more moderate example. The more extreme example was I used to work in software in the nuclear industry, and several well-meaning, motivated people started making constraints on the process, right? And then those turned into documents that went above what we were legally required to do. At one point when I was working there, one of the engineers said, here's what it takes to change a text field on a page. And it was like this crazy, you know, diagram of all these things you have to do and how many people had to approve it. And we used to joke when we were getting things approved, like, oh, I'll go get this signed by the president of the United States before we work on this next thing. And so that's obviously, you've built yourself up with quite a bit of waste in your system. And a lot of those checks are good, but you got to inspect and adapt on those as well. And a more moderate example was, before I mobbed, we would be doing retrospectives and sprints with Scrum. And I guess maybe one indicator that you're getting cruft is maybe things people say. So one person told me, like, yeah, it's great that, you know, people have volunteered to turn our working agreements into a wiki and we're keeping track of those, but it's starting to feel like a bureaucratic act of Congress for us to vote and do anything. And we have all these rules and there's this long wiki of all these things. And yeah, it was definitely time to look at those things and inspect and refine and reduce. And I was speaking with one mobber who, he was even at one point, we were talking about a particular problem, and he's kind of like, it's time to burn it all and start from scratch, you know?
Bring it to the ground.
Yes. Yep. And so whether you want to, if you feel yourself having too much working experiments, agreements, that's too restrictive, you can, you know, slowly take them away or start from scratch and just start from nothing, I suppose. And I've seen another sign is people emotionally start to feel constrained or feel like they can't do what makes sense to do in the situation because of some working agreement, right? Might be a sign your system's overly bureaucratic with your working agreements.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of it just has to do with just being okay with talking about something and not getting upset that you're talking about a practice that probably no one there really has a stake in anyway. And I think that it doesn't feel safe for that to happen until you have essentially a meeting discussing, you know, what is something that we should stop doing. And I just find that, you know, people in general, that question just doesn't get asked often, especially for things that should be ephemeral but end up not being, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, that's kind of the thought. And I appreciate Chris Edwards for bringing that up. And it was a really cool discussion. And it made me think a lot more about it once he kind of called me on it. And so that was kind of why I just wanted to throw out an episode about it.
Yeah, and actually one more practical tip. I'll try to find it on the website for retrospectives. But there's a good retrospective for this. I don't know the official name. It's like star retro or something like that. But the different categories are start, stop, more, less.
And I think there's a
category.
I think it's a starfish. Is it the starfish retro?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So that explicitly asks for what things should we stop doing? You know, what things should we do less of? Instead of just more. So.
Yeah. And overall, like if you don't do that retro, just have an answer, a narrative in your mind of how do bad practices leave the system right now, right? If you can answer that question, great. I just feel like most of us are just not there, right? And so once you have that answer in your head, and as long as it remains true, I think you're going to be farther along than most people in the world.
Cool. Well, with that, like and subscribe. Please share with anybody you feel like could have a bad practice leave the system. No. You
don't. Yeah.
You don't have to get to meddling, but if you found getting bad practice to leave the system is helpful for you, maybe you'd like to share that with someone else. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Yep. Stay well, everyone.